Well, this is the time of night where people start to show up at various parties around town. There is still a lot more party to go here on New Year's Rockin' Eve. And, you know, I've had a wonderful time tonight. There's nothing like being in Times Square on New Year's Eve. And believe me, this is one night I will never, ever forget. You're getting pretty quiet looking out the window, isn't it, Ryan? What kind of view do you have right now?
Okay, everybody. Woo! This is a room full of people. How's everybody doing? It's Corey and Joel.
Yo, yo, yo.
Corey and Joel radio show.
What up,
number,
what up?
Number 49.
Some people think they're always right.
That was Dick Clark at the top there, Corey.
This is my man, Dick Clark.
Dick Clark, ringing in the new year. Happy 2006, everyone. I guess we
it
say
is.
That. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to the 2006 Corey and Joel Deadpool Invitational.
Yeah, this is the Deathpool for 2006.
There it is.
You heard Dick Clark at the top. He will be heavily featured today on today's show. I'm certain of that.
Absolutely.
And now you're hearing The Strokes, which is, of course, appropriate.
And a song called You Only Live Once.
And God damn it, if it doesn't all just work out
that
way.
Isn't it just beautiful?
It's a beautiful thing. This is from their new album, First Impressions of Earth, which is out this week around the world. So go get that. And it's the Deathpool. We have special guests to play.
Yes, we do. We have special guests welcoming back to the studio. It's an all-star cast of returning cast members.
It is. Everyone's been here before.
And ladies and gentlemen, starting over to my right, he's been on the show. You're the Ruth Buzzy of this show. You're on every.
He's the Charles Grodin.
Yeah, you're Charles Grodin. You're the go-to. You're David Brenner. We go to you.
Just keep going
in
with
a fix.
The compliments, David.
No,
these
are all guys that were on Carson, and they were like, you know, you are. You're like, you're like Sarah Jessica Parker on Letterman. You're on every week.
Well,
he's our Bonnie Hunt.
That.
Bonnie Hunt is
well,
on
Kim
Letterman
is
all the time.
Yeah.
Means I need to get a day job.
Gentlemen, Bill Bouchard is back
Bill
on
Bouchard.
The
great comedian Bill Bouchard.
Thank you.
Nationwide headliner. You've heard him on our show before. He was on the live show, Show 44. And many appearances before that, you heard him choke on the vaporizer. Bill
the
Bouchard.
Infamous Roasted and Baked episode.
Roasted and Baked. Vaporized. Go get the archives. Speaking of vaporizers, I'll introduce our next guest. It's our one and only show attorney, Nigel Rosenblum, is back.
Good to be here.
Nigel.
It's been a while since we've had Nigel. Nigel was here for Roasted and Baked.
Yep, still don't have a job. Just about the same.
But yes. You're the show attorney. You're employed
actually,
here.
That's not true. Caribou Coffee treats me well
now. Oh, boy.
Are you working for Caribou Coffee?
Well, you know it.
Oh, well, look at that.
This is what education at a premier law school will do for you.
You can pass two bar exams
the man's passed.
Got a master's degree in epidemiology and toxicology, but yet...
Sling an Evente. All right.
But you're our show attorney. That's a great job.
Put away the vaporizer.
Although getting paid the toffee fee isn't exactly...
Well, we have some big sponsorship deals you need to work out the legalese on.
Oh, yes. I'm on it.
So okay. Thank you. Nigel Rosenblum will be playing the Death Pool this year. And, of course, our final guest.
Looking forward to it.
Speaking of Caribou Coffee, it's my girlfriend, Kim.
Hello.
Kim.
The beautiful
Woo!
Kim.
Woo! I'm also a certified barista.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She is a certified barista.
I'm not certified. I never took the exam.
Also joining us on the program, Kim and RoboKim.
Right.
Which is... Oh, see, the computer.
There you go.
Because I had to fade that down.
You ready for RoboKim?
You are in so much trouble.
See, there you go. Probably no need for that since the real ones.
I know.
But that's okay.
So we have RoboKim.
We introduced
you're not here. You're
so
here.
Kim will be playing the Death Pool. A lot of you longtime listeners, the fans, know that we played in 2005 the official final results of the 2000. It was me against Corey. Now, this is something we actually just did in our personal life because we were a-holes. And I beat Corey with a grand total of 78-41. I had 6 deaths.
Well, it was all Pryor.
And it was Richard Pryor largely.
Joel,
and,
your victory goes out to this guy.
Think of censorship. Fuck censorship and his mama.
That is Richard Pryor.
I ain't no good. I ain't trying to be no good.
Thank you for that.
I'm happy. I just sucked Richard. 3 young white girl pussies.
Yeah, that's Richard.
There he is. Richard Pryor, everybody.
The one and only.
Led Joel to a victory.
Yes, so I won with Richard Pryor and other people. Rosa Parks, the Pope. Important people like James Doohan, Scotty from Star Trek.
I used to do a Deadpool. I was in a semi-competitive league with my roommates. Actually, before I knew Joel.
It was the league.
Lost on Pol Pot, Syria. By the way. Pol Pot beat me 1 year. Son of a bitch. But I've won Deadpools before. And so Joel and I were talking about it. Joel wanted to do at one point a documentary about the Deadpool.
Yeah, thanks for giving away my great idea.
Oh, sorry.
Not that we were doing anything with it. We're doing a podcast.
That is a great idea.
I don't think anyone's doing a podcast about the Death Pool.
It's too late now.
We're the only ones.
We could have taped this for our
and our videotape. Well, whatever.
Riveting.
Again, we innovate and others will copy. So let's go ahead and finish this off here. But, get this cracking. The Death Pool 2006.
So what we're going to do now, we have some special rules in place this year.
I'm amazed by how many people were offended that I was doing this when I brought it up.
Really?
I
get over themselves.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I'm not offended.
Good.
I believe that if Gwyneth Paltrow is pregnant again, I think her baby is a safe game on the show.
Oh,
I think
that would be. I don't know. We might have to rule on that.
That's 100. Is that 100 points? Is it fetus count?
We may have to rule on that.
That's 100 points. If there's a miscarriage, right, you get 100 points.
Let me explain the basic scoring.
I'm going to accept that to life. The lawyer here has some questions about at what point does life begin then?
Yeah, right. Turn him down. All right.
Yeah, lawyer, exactly. I've got a knob that'll turn you right off. I'm sure everyone at home wishes they had that knob to turn you off, but only I do. So let's go on.
Right.
Here are the official rules for the Death Pool. We're going to pick. It's going to be we're taking turns here. We selected an order earlier randomly. Bill Bouchard will go first.
The
great comedian. We
pick.
Will go clockwise from Bill Bouchard, which will be the order will be Bill, Corey, Nigel Rosenblum, myself, and Kim will pick last.
Son of a bitch.
Also, because of me and Corey playing in 2005 and having a public list out there, we will be able to keep.
And having this show.
And having this show, which has our name on it.
Making the rules.
We will actually be picking four names that we can keep, up to four names from last year's list that we will pick right from the get-go.
It'll be like the NBA expansion draft. Yeah. We have franchise players we can protect. And the rest of the ones from our old list
are free agents, and you can have them. So Corey and I can pick up to four, which means we will not pick in the first four rounds if we keep all four people. The scoring will be the person's age at the time that they died. Subtracted from 100 gives you the number of points for the person. So it is more advantageous to have one young person die than three old people by those rules. For example, Pope John Paul was worth 16 points. Max Schmeling, because he was 99, was only worth one last year. I got 1 point for Max Schmeling. And Corey got 21 for Johnny Carson because he was 79.
Yes.
So with that said.
Hey-o!
Wait, I got a couple questions.
Oh boy.
Come on. This is legit, and everybody out there.
Go ahead.
If you'd shown up before the show,
how specific, how much of a celebrity does the person have to be?
This is an important point. Okay,
yeah, my uncle had the iron lung. I understand he's not game, but who is?
The rule basically is that you would hear about it if the person died. In other words, it would be reported. You would know. Within 24 hours.
It
would be on Entertainment. It would be on the news. Corey and I have a certain expertise in wrestling or comedy where we may pick people who are
wrestling
slightly more obscure.
Yes.
But we would definitely hear if a comedian died that would not be maybe reported in the mainstream.
This also goes for
we knew Mitch Hedberg died. It wasn't a huge story, but you and I knew because we're in comedy.
Mitch Hedberg is legitimate, though.
He would have been legitimate because we know he's dead.
But if you're a local comedian or if you've actually punched Joel or I,
it's a long list.
You don't count, yeah. So
so Sal D'Amelio would not count by this order?
No.
Sal D'Amelio would not count.
Okay.
So
okay.
Kim crossing him right up.
Crossing out Sal. Yeah.
And what also about how specific do you have to be groups? Like, for example, I couldn't say the Golden Girls. I couldn't get an Olsen twin twofer.
No.
You have to pick one specific person. You can't say the old guy from this or that. You need to know the guy's name. Right. Like, the guy, here's me and Corey, we're talking about this on the phone. The Dunkin' Donuts guy died. The time to make the donuts guy.
These are going to be exceptions made, agreed to by the whole committee here. If you didn't know the name of the Dunkin' Donuts guy and you just said the time to make the donuts
count,
guy, we'd go for it. But
there's only one guy.
These are difficult
issues.
It's
up for debate, basically.
Now, here's celebrity spouses, okay? They have to be somewhat notable on their own.
Right.
But I'm going to include, I'm going to throw out a name here.
What?
Don't give it away. Oh,
okay.
Don't say a name.
Why are you giving stuff away?
All right, I'm just saying.
If they're famous on their own, for example, Laura Bush would count.
Okay.
Laura Bush is famous.
First
she's
ladies.
Married to George Bush, but she's famous on her own. She would count. The Bush daughters would count.
Sure, first
if
ladies.
You wanted to pick them or whoever. But, if some, Kevin Costner's ex-wife probably wouldn't count. She's not famous on her own. Tom Hanks' wife would count. She's famous on her own. Rita Wilson
is an actress.
Or somebody, even here's Paul Michael Glaser's wife was Elizabeth Glaser. She got AIDS, I think.
And she was famous for having the HIV.
Yet she was famous and she would count by that rule. Yeah. Is everyone clear?
Yes. Yeah.
We will debate and we will shout down. If you pick somebody that's already dead, it doesn't matter. It counts. If you want to talk out loud, that's okay, but we need a final. You cannot change your name.
Okay.
When you say, you can say, like, I'm not sure if I want to pick Pauly Shore, and then you can go, I want Pauly Shore.
This is very important.
Well, Corey, you and I have our keepers, dude. What do you want to do? Do you want to go first on your keepers? You want to hit them?
Well, folks, I think, is that what we're going to do?
Go ahead, because Corey and I have to reveal our keepers before the draft starts.
Let's do this.
Now, go ahead,
bro. Do we have to pick four keepers? Or we?
You can pick us up to four. That? Do as many as you want. Four up to keepers. Four. You go right. First. Go ahead.
Well, I am going to have to keep, as I am now, I am locked into the number one death pick, which is okay. I mean, I feel good. I feel like the Houston Texans going into this year's
NFL
draft.
You got to take the guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, he started off the show.
Yeah,
there is still a lot more party to go here.
There's no party.
Ladies and gentlemen, my number one selection from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Dick Clark, everybody. Yeah.
Sounds like Diane Rehm.
Yeah, no surprise to anyone, Dick
See,
Clark.
At the time I took him, he had had a stroke, and he disappeared.
And and you thought he was dead.
I thought he was as good as dead by March, and I was celebrating.
Than, you know,
I was dancing.
That's a solid pick.
Yeah, it really is.
That best.
Dick Clark, go ahead, Corey. You
want to? I get to another one. Okay, my second number one.
Want me to go? But go ahead, though.
Well, you want to alternate? Go ahead.
I'm going to pick. I'm going to take another keeper then. I gotta take. Right off the bat, I don't think he was probably on anyone's radar. Let me know if he was or not. I gotta go with Evel Knievel. I mean, that guy.
Ooh, that is a nice one.
And the
that
guy has been on death. Didn't I read an article? I read an article about he's got MS, like
you name it, he's
cancer and like kidney disease. It's amazing. The guy's walking disease. So
but
Evel
he
Knievel.
Did jump Snake River Canyon. That's true. So let's
I'm saying
keep
Evel Knievel to keep Corey. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm locked into this one. It's not big points, but I have to stick with Jerry Ford.
Yeah.
The former president of the United States.
Damn it.
It's a good call, man.
As you know, I'm recording this, by the way, just so everyone knows it's on my paper here. So
yeah.
Anyone
okay,
spreadsheet.
Jerry Ford. I have to keep Jerry Ford.
Yeah. You do. That's
because it's been a while since the president's died.
Yeah. He's only going to be worth now 7 points.
But whatever.
It's a good pick.
It's a solid pick, Corey.
It's going to be a war of attrition for me.
I got to go with that. And I'm going to take, this guy. Is solid, I think. Soupy Sales.
Yeah.
I mean, Soupy Sales
bastard.
Is going to die, no question about it. So.
Boy.
Soupy Sales comes off the chart. I am picking him as a keeper. Corey, you have a third keeper for everyone?
That is,
Soupy Sales. We've talked about Soupy.
I have his theme song, but we're going to skip it. All right.
Soupy Sales. Go ahead.
Oh, now it's going to get a little tougher for me in my saves here, but the big play potential of this next player.
Oh, big! Oh, you're going younger.
Wow. He's slightly younger, but he's got big play potential.
Yeah,
Luciano Pavarotti, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
The opera singer Luciano Pavarotti. The man's 400 pounds.
Kim, didn't I tell you how much he loves Pavarotti? Yeah. I was like, Corey loves Pavarotti.
Quarter of the four tenors, right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so for my third keeper, I know he's everyone's number one pick if I don't take him, so I got to go with Kirk Douglas. I mean, how can you not? Oh. Kirk Douglas.
He's
a good shape.
He was Spartacus.
Yeah,
he looks
now
like
he sounds like Clark.
You know, Spartacus that got hit by a bus. That's what he looks like now. Corey, you have a fourth and final keeper. Are you ready to relinquish your keepers? What are you ready to do here?
Boy, you know, this is in my war room. There's a lot going on. You know, we're debating because there's a guy I really want, but if I give up my keeper, I don't think he's going to be on the board by the time I get around to him.
Yeah, I think I know. If you don't,
This one is a dark horse, and I'm in love with this guy, and nobody else is. I'm going to go with Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
15 points for Mickey Rooney. It's a weird call, but I just have this feeling.
Are you kidding me? How long could he hang on for? He's been old forever.
Corey,
that's why
Mickey
he's got to go.
You got to get
him. Dick Clark. No.
Good call.
Gerald Ford
solid,
and Mickey
solid
Rooney.
Call.
All right, for my fourth keeper, boy, I'm telling you, this is it's between the person who I know is going to die and somebody who would be worth more points if they do go. Boy, I guess I'm going to pick. You know, it was my only top four from 2005 that didn't die, and that was Elizabeth Taylor, and that's who I will keep.
Oh, boy, that's
She's
a good.
Just notoriously sick.
It's a solid pick. Liz.
So I have to listen to everybody crossing off Liz Taylor.
That was a.
So Liz Taylor is off. Those are Corey and Joel's four keepers. That means everybody else on our 2005 list is fair All game. Right. If you want our 2005 list, that's up on the Corey and Joel. If you go to the forums, look up Death Pool, there's links to that. Can everybody turn their phones off, please?
Cell phones off.
Lawyers.
God. God, are you a mess?
My clients need me.
Oh, yeah.
Your clients. Yeah,
somebody needs a coffee.
Yeah, somebody needs a latte. You better get on that.
Yeah, guys, take a minute to turn your phone off.
You know very well that that's one of your World of Warcraft guildies talking about going into Molten Core. Don't lie. You guys got a raid. There's a big dragon you got to kill.
Oy vey.
Oh, my God.
Well, all right, we are now into the actual rounds of picking here. We're actually into the...
Hey, Bill, contribute something. Go ahead. Feel free.
Bill, it's your first pick, brother. You're excited?
Ready to go.
I'm telling you right now.
Who are you picking? 20
names? This kind of breaks my heart a little bit to say this. CPO Sharky himself, Mr. Don Rickles.
Wow, that's it's an unusual pick from Bill.
One of my all-time favorites.
Rickles,
so
wow, that's he's not even on my master list here. He's that's
wow, you got one
right under the radar there, baby.
You hockey puck. Wow, you know, Rickles is a I'm impressed by your list there. By your
so now we're into our regular order, and Corey, you will actually get to pick next now.
I get to pick next?
You actually get to pick next.
I'm
I'm sorry. No, wait, stop that. You're skipping four rounds.
You cheating bastard.
Oh, I was
apologize.
I'm going to remember that.
I stopped
name,
it. I stopped it.
I had a hard on. I was ready. I was going to the Super Bowl. I was so ready to take the next pick. Oh.
Nigel Rosenblum, go ahead.
My number one's got to be Stephen Hawking. That man.
Yeah, see, Corey, why you didn't keep him, I don't know.
Stephen Hawking was on my master list, but he's got, I looked at his website, Stephen Hawking has like 30 weeks of booked appearances.
Does he?
So clearly the science is keeping him alive.
Well, I'm scared that he's going to use his big brain and open another dimension or something and live forever. Some silly shit like that.
It could happen.
I heard that he's having some marital disputes with his caretaker. And
she could just pull the plug. Is that what you're saying to me?
Take the batteries right out of that chair.
I'd have some disputes if I called my wife my caretaker. I'd tell you
fair enough.
Now we didn't discuss this, but next year we should consider like bonus points for homicide. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The guy gets shot.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Kim, it's your turn to pick here, baby.
I will take Mr. Sid Caesar.
Sid Caesar.
Very solid pick, Kim.
Hey, who's Sid Caesar?
He's an old comic.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks,
all right,
Mom, for that one.
You are
and we are back to
your
Bill
show
Bashar.
Of shows with Bill.
One of the greatest first ladies of our time is Nancy Reagan. Ladies.
Nancy Reagan.
You son of a bitch.
She might miss Ronnie a lot and take the plunge.
Yeah, sometimes they jump right in the coffin with them. I'll be honest. That's a good pick, Bill. I like Nancy Reagan. Nigel Rosenblum, back to you.
Well, this one's more of a dream pick than it is a potential, but we all know it's there. Dick Cheney.
Well, you know, he's got a bad ticker. I'm not gonna.
We're seeing a little presidential theme here.
He's going into the hospital. I've been doing the averages at least two times a year since he's been in office. The numbers are good.
You know what? I'm going to say that's not a bad pick.
I agree. That's a decent pick.
The guy.
I mean, he's not that old though. I don't know. I think he got a.
That's where the beauty is.
We'll see if you balance
here's,
it out.
Here's
though.
Why I rule against actual political figures. This is just me. They got good medicine.
Yeah,
they're going to do everything
access
they can
to everything.
Keep life.
Reagan should have been dead long before.
There are only so many stints out there. That man.
That is true. No, I'm not. I think Cheney's a solid pick there. Okay,
all right,
now
Kimmy.
We're done.
All right, I will take Mark Deep Throat Felt.
That's interesting.
Oh, okay.
He's an old bastard.
That's a political pick, but Deep Throat it is.
Well, Mark
old,
Deep Throat Felt. Yeah, he.
Mark Felt was an insider at the NSA that he was actually. It was in the CIA. Excuse me.
No, he was the FBI.
Number two at the FBI. Who revealed a lot of the inside politics of the Watergate. We've lost our younger listeners.
Okay. Let's keep it going then with Bill Bashart with your number three pick.
Get your hands off me, you filthy ape.
Chuck Heston. Yeah.
Charlton Heston.
Good one.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, he was on my list, certainly, to take. And
on my master list as well.
Absolutely. Charlton Heston, a quality pick. Nigel Rosenblum, let's
can
go to you, baby.
We survive.
This one's going out to my dad for suggesting this one. Going with Earl Woods, Tiger's father. My understanding is rather sick.
Wait a minute, Corey. Do you want to rule out Earl Woods?
I'm going to say Earl Woods.
I think that'll
Earl
be
Earl Woods. So?
You'll hear about it.
Boy, you know what, though? That's
hold on,
I might call bullshit on that.
Wait.
I might call bullshit on
that. He's
going
to take a good pick if you don't give him
that
one. So give him
just,
give it to him.
Hold on.
My point is he's not famous on his own. He's only famous for being Tiger Woods'
okay,
father.
Okay, but Serena Williams' dad would count, right?
No, he wouldn't.
Really?
Earl Woods has done nothing to be famous except for to
but you'll hear about it, though, on the news.
But he's not famous. I mean, it's not. It has to be a celebrity. It's still a celebrity death pool.
I wasn't aware...
It's not celebrities' dads' death pool.
Well, I think he's been made a celebrity.
But I mean, I would hear if Jay Leno's dad died, and
he's
that doesn't make Jay
pick.
Leno's dad fan. I mean, he's more famous than say Jay Leno's dad, but I don't know.
You're gonna hear about.
We will hear about Earl Woods, yeah, because it's gonna Tiger. Can he do this without his father?
Right.
He's an important part of it.
I think I'm gonna vote to allow it, but it is very.
It is.
Dicey.
You're on the cusp of.
You're
not
on thin ice.
I would
have
done that shit again. I'm the only non-comedian. Well,
I'm sorry. Is that your second or third pick, Nigel?
That's his third pick.
That would be number three.
Oh, that's your number three.
I'm going to give you that.
I don't have an order here.
What was your number one?
Hawking.
I have him all. If you want him, just ask me, Carl.
All right, never mind. I just missed one of his. Okay, yeah. So Earl Woods is very pushing the borderline.
Yeah, Earl Woods. So anyway.
So if you got anything.
But you know what? I'm going to give you that because he's in the media a little more than a celebrity father would be, but just barely.
They interview him all
They interview
a lot.
Him, okay, yeah, very rarely.
He's
much.
He's part of the Tiger team.
Okay, Brooke Shields' mom would not count.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But
if anybody else is, you want to pull some other bullshit like that, I'm going to rumble.
Yeah. You know what? in that case,
celebrity.
We would give you another pick if we had to downplay that. But okay. Anyway, go ahead.
I appreciate that. You're generous.
I will take Abe Vigoda.
Well,
Abe Vigoda.
You know, knew he was going to go.
He's been old for since the 70s. So.
Since the Godfather.
I think Abe Vigoda is a trap. I think he's a
I think so too.
I in fantasy football
well, fuck
this
you
year
guys when he dies.
I took Randy Moss this year in fantasy football and he didn't do that much because he's a big name and Abe Vigoda every year sexy pick.
Nigel, is Earl Woods sick?
Yes, cancer.
Cancer. All right, very good.
He's been in and out. Yeah, no, he's sick.
Bill Bouchard, we're back to you for your number four selection.
Phyllis Diller.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You've chosen two comedians of your top four. It's amazing.
A lot of these
and
are on
women.
A lot of these are on my master list, so I can't.
Well, guess what? Okay, Corey Hall, you're going to skip this round, and you'll be back for the next round. Nigel.
Yeah, this is all right. I gotta go here eventually. I don't know if this guy is still alive
or
not.
Oh,
but
it doesn't count if you pick a dead guy, and I know I'm gonna write him down either way.
You'll
okay,
know.
Go ahead.
You lose your forfeit your pick.
Yeah, you're gonna forfeit your pick if you pick a dead guy.
I think he's worth the risk. Wilford Brimley.
You know, he's alive.
Still 39 years old.
Thank you. You can only talk about your weight problem and diabetes on the air for so long.
Yeah, diabetes, though, is not a big killer, I don't think. I mean,
with my master's of public health, says otherwise.
Well, I mean, it's not.
Wow.
I know, but I mean, it's not.
There's a reason I wanted to
talk to everybody that died of diabetes will disagree with
you. I like
you.
You're an educated slacker.
I mean, age kills people, too, but just the fact that you're old doesn't mean.
Even if he didn't have diabetes, look at the man. And I say it like, he does diabetes.
Well, he's not thin. He's not wasting away as far as... Anyway, okay. I'm not going to criticize your pick. Kim, go ahead. Your fourth pick.
Lady Bird Johnson.
Oh!
Kim, that's a killer.
Absolutely stealing one from me, I'll be honest.
I had Lady Bird in my sights as well.
I mean, Jesus
I'll tell you what. She has been a perennial death pool list. If you follow
this is her year.
For years. I mean, literally, she was like the Pope.
So wait, now is it back to me?
No, it's going to go to Bill, and then you're going to jump in right after
Bill.
Oh,
no, Bill has four.
But you come next.
Right, oh, okay. So now we're starting.
Bill is still the number. Bill is making his fifth round selection.
Bill, you get the fifth pick.
In the fifth round, Bill Bouchard, as you're on the clock.
Fidel Castro.
Quality pick.
Taking that one off my list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have definitely went for Fidel at some point.
That's gotta go. He's a healthy man.
Bill, you've played into my. It couldn't have worked out better for Team Pushing Up Daisies or whatever we're gonna call my team.
But Bill, that's interesting. I also read that he has Parkinson's now. In addition to everything else with him,
awesome.
I read he has Parkinson's. Yeah. I did research.
I struggled a long time about keeping Castro, and I give him to you.
He stole him off Corey's 05. Corey, it's actually
that's
your
okay
because
you give me my number one overall that I wanted more than anything.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lou Rawls.
Yeah, you know what?
Yes! We are the champions.
All right, Lou Rawls, for anyone that doesn't know, was just diagnosed with lung cancer. I will say he was my number one pick
overall. Another love life.
You have stolen my number one pick
overall. Lou Rawls,
someone
to
love me.
Lou Rawls is advantages in that he's
like
black.
Like I do.
And those guys die very quickly, so.
I'm happy as a clam right now. I got my two top picks. I can't believe I had a draft like this.
All right, Nigel Rosenblum, hit it, brother.
All All right, I'm going with Jack Klugman on this one.
Okay. That was
very good. Very respectful.
He was on my 05 list.
Klugman is on my list.
He has a hole in his throat. That's a good saying.
Although, you know, you still see Jack out there, so I don't know. You
he
know,
just
he's
did
one
a
of those
book.
Guys.
He did a book.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
He was on, you know, he's on Conan with
Tony and I.
Let me tell you, Tony Randall would fart in the most delightful way. While we were doing a take, he would fart in my face sometimes directly into my nose. It was great.
Well, you know what, folks? I got to go with people that are going to die. It's my first actual pick, my number 5 overall, and I got to go with, I think, an all-time legend. Corey, I don't know if you had her last year. Zsa Zsa Gabor. Zsa Zsa Gabor.
She's on my master list, you son of a bitch. All right.
Damn it.
I believe Zsa Zsa Gabor has been in a coma for over 2 years, as far as I know, and certainly that would...
That is a good one, Joel. Good
that would certainly
dying.
Put her in a really good spot to die here. So Zsa Zsa... God, not speed. God, slow. Whatever works.
You know,
Kim,
this is blazing.
That Nazi bitch.
This is blazing by.
Not really, yeah. But go ahead, Kim.
No?
All
right.
25 minutes. So
I would take Frank Cady from Green Acres.
Frank Cady, who was...
He's still alive.
Who are you talking about, Mr. Douglas?
Which one is that? Was that Ebb?
I don't even know who Frank Cady is.
Check it up.
What is that with you guys?
I'm sure he's alive.
There's plenty of...
Hold the phone here.
I would say it counts. Was he on? Was he on? Who's alive?
I have no problem with it. Counting.
I don't need to know what his effing
character is. Which character did he play? No. Which character did he play in Green Acres? Because that's important.
I used to be able to.
You don't even know who he was.
It doesn't matter.
She doesn't.
Check out the website. He's 90.
Is that Mr. Haney?
Mr. Haney, I think.
Because if Mr. Haney... See, I'm sorry. I'm going
to
call bullshit on this one.
You know what? I
don't need to know. I don't need to know the character.
I call shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Monkey business.
Counselor, you're out of order. Out of order. All right, here's the thing.
No, there was no rule that I needed to know what his character was on the show.
I will accept Epstein or Horshack if you just throw those names out.
Right.
But you can't give me, if you can't name the character they played on the show.
No, you can't make up all the way through the game.
No.
No, you're bullshit. You're making stuff
up. I will say that there is a popular website that you use for Death Pool Picks called Who's Alive and Who's Dead. I told her if they were on there and they were on a famous show that they would count.
So the pick is to be your girlfriend and then you can get your picks.
Well, no.
You didn't help me.
I believe that goes. It would help if you knew who the character was.
It wasn't part of the rules.
Oh, I don't know.
But again, Kim is just looking for the oldest people out there, and that's her strategy. It's clearly obvious to everybody.
We'll
give her Frank Cady from Green Acres, but it would.
I have no problem.
Here's the thing, I'm giving it to you only because Green Acres is famous.
All right.
Not because he's famous on it.
Look, I accept anybody who was on a show like Bewitched or Green Acres, but you got to give me their character name.
You're making shit.
Yeah, that's a dork thing that has nothing to do with this. That's just your.
I'm just saying. No one. I mean, no one knows the guy's real name.
We're leaving it in bad form. Not against the rules, but it's classless.
Well, you were hinky already with Earl Woods.
You've already pulled.
I'm a lawyer.
Bill, how you doing over there?
I'm good.
Bill, how are you? You ready to pick, brother? Number six.
Number six. I feel strong about this.
Do you really?
I think he's going to go this year. I feel good. Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
Boy, I don't know, man. If any guy has a reason to live, it's him.
Seriously, it's exactly what I was going to say.
Joel is correct. Bill, you don't understand the pharmaceutical powers of pussy. I really think that young trim does. There have been clinical tests on this, am I correct?
No, it's true. No, double blind studies.
There is nothing
model
pussy keeps a man young. It's so true.
Pussy or placebo. I don't know which one I was on.
Bill, you're married, so.
I think I'm on the placebo.
Bill married young pussy, which is a good move. But not Hefner.
13 years.
Here's the thing, though.
She's 11.
But that 13 years ain't going to look. In 15 years, that 13 won't be as good.
Yeah, but
Hefner's getting embryos.
Again, neither will I.
Hefner's snacking on embryos. You know what I'm saying? He's getting like 19-year-old trim.
He's popping them like Toffee Fae. Toffee Fae,
the candy that's too good for kids.
Corey Hall.
Would you like one? Okay, I'm next.
You're ready to pick, brother.
You're on the clock.
You're ready to rock.
I'm on the clock. I'm going to go with an interesting pick, Jake LaMotta, everybody.
Wow.
Jake LaMotta. Wow. Okay.
Who's Jake LaMotta?
Raging Bull himself, the boxer.
Thank you.
The actual guy from Raging Bull. Not Bobby D, the real guy. Jake LaMotta, quality pick. Old athletes. You always hear about those guys dying, and he's...
Wow. Oh, you know what? Actually, I screwed that pick all up.
But well, anyway, guess what? It's on. It's already officially recorded.
Done and done.
Go ahead.
Nigel Rosenbloom.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, go. Oh!
That's what I should have taken! You son of a bitch!
Hey, you win.
You know what, Nigel? I tell you, I've only had one pick. That was something that I maybe should have taken over Zsa Zsa.
I was clever.
Zsa Zsa wouldn't have made it around.
Why did I forget Ali? Yeah. I was clever with
Nigel. I got to give you props on that one. That's
thank you very much.
Whatever. Nigel, Lou Rawls' funeral service is already being planned, so y'all can kiss my.
I'll tell you what. You got Hawking and Ali, and I like it. Yeah, I like your style.
Not a bad list. A lot of young guys who you get.
I like your style.
Go
kid.
A long way.
You're doing well for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to go with a famous spouse, but I think we'll all know who I'm talking about here. I don't think there's any debate about this. She now has 8,000 names, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tammy Faye Baker Messner. Tammy Faye Baker Messner.
How old is she?
Is she married a Jew this time?
Tammy Faye. I'm just going to write down Tammy Faye Baker. She was married to the guy who did PTL, Jim Baker. She's got cancer all up in her cooch and stuff, I guess. I don't know. Somewhere.
There's no worse cancer than the cooch cancer.
She's very sick. She's been sick for a while.
Number six for you is Tammy Faye.
Tammy Faye is my number six pick, yes. And that turns it over to the beautiful and talented Kim.
I will take another spouse, and I think this one's going to count. Dana Reeves.
Oh yeah,
that counts.
Dana, that is
that was
you heard
that's
when
a
she got cancer.
God, is this pick? This is pushing the limits. But
I'll tell you, no, absolutely, Kim. That she was on my list.
Famous because her husband can't ride a horse.
She got famous.
All right, I'm okay with.
Listen, you with the Earl Woods can shut the fuck up right now.
I'm shutting up. Earl Woods.
You will be picking in absentia. We will take your list and draw. Yes. How you doing over there? Is the card up? Is the commissioner have the card? It's being walked up right now.
Up to the board. He's putting on his big yellow suit.
Listen to him.
Tick, 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 tick.
Mike Wallace, ladies.
Mike Wallace!
Bill, that's very good. He was
Bill, you're
list.
Picking a lot of people that are like kind of active, it seems like.
They're going to croak at their
someone's,
job.
Someone's going to break a hip, and that's going to be it, I think.
Wallace, and now, Stiller.
And now the pressure is on me.
Yes, it is,
is this
sir.
The number seven pick?
This is your number seven pick.
This one is a good one, and I'm going to go with this one. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tiny Bubbles himself, Don Ho.
That's
who
right.
just had experimental heart surgery.
Okay. All right. That's
so
that's
quality. I am ruling that the medicine will not work.
Don Ho.
Don Ho. Tiny Bubbles himself.
They're going to roast him on a spit when he fucking
it doesn't
throws.
Matter. I have Lou Rawls. Eat it.
Yeah,
anyway.
Don Ho is the quality pick. Well, for my pick, I'm going to go with another Don myself, Don Knotts.
Don you know, Knotts. You are a bastard because I wanted Don Knotts very badly, and
you know what? I don't want Don Knotts to die, so I'm a fan of Don
it's
Knotts.
It's not what I want
for people
to have.
Go to die.
But I don't want Don Knotts to die. That's all I'm saying. I don't want Don Knotts to die.
I'm here to investigate the murder.
Well, I'm going
to
take.
Oh, the voice man, Bill Bouchard. Please do a little scene.
I thought Mark Knope was in the room, but go ahead. No, go ahead.
Do a little Jack Tripper for me, would you? Do a little Furley. you can do some. Come on.
All right. Is it my pick? It's my pick. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pick, I believe, the youngest person that has been picked so far on the list. If anyone screams bullshit, you get punched right in the nose. I'll be honest with you on this one. He's famous. Stephen Kojukaru, the gay fashion designer.
That's such
he's
a
had
good
like
pick.
Multiple kidney replacements.
I know who you're talking about.
Stephen Kojukaru. Guy kind of looks
Couldn't
like the guy.
Be more gay.
Plus, you might get the HIV on top of
hey,
that.
Joel?
You got a case of the HIV?
Yeah, it is faggot stuff.
That's
you want to call by its name? That's strictly for fags.
That's Kojo from The Insider and Entertainment Tonight.
Well,
I saw him. The guy gained about 75 pounds. He's had multiple kidney. Replacements and Kimmy, let's hit it, baby.
All right, I'll take Al Molinaro from Happy Days.
Wow, you know,
wow,
I'll take that. That's a
Al Molinaro from Happy Days. He's still alive. You know that? You've confirmed that.
Here's the thing, though.
Al's still alive. Okay.
With the recent passing of Pat Morita,
with Pat Morita, you had Arnold.
You have Arnold, and now Al's going to go.
Yeah, Al.
All right.
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra.
Oh, Bill Bouchard with
no
Yogi
No deliberation.
Berra.
Just go.
No, just right to the heart of it all with Yogi Berra.
Yogi.
Because it ain't over till it's over. And
now dilemmas start to set in.
Corey is.
Folks, I'm going to. No. If you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be for me. And the card attached would say, thanks for dying, Estelle Getty. Because
yes.
She will be.
Yeah.
There's my number eight pick, Estelle Getty.
Estelle Getty, I believe, has Parkinson's. Am I right in my research there? Parkinson's.
Here's why.
You can live for a while with the Parkinson's.
Yeah, you can't
be honest.
The shakes don't.
Picking a golden girl, picking a golden girl is a great pick because they're all old. But
right. Here's
how I picked Estelle Getty. Because the other golden girls go, oh, she looks like shit. They had a thing where they were all, they had a heartfelt, tearful thing on Entertainment Tonight where they were like, she didn't even know it was me. And it's like, B. Arthur, you're older than dirt.
Yeah, she's just.
And when you say someone looks terrible, clearly she's on her way out.
Nigel Rosenblum, we turn to you.
All right, I'm going for my obscure internet pick. Al Lewis, Grandpa Munster.
Grandpa Al Lewis.
Pick. He's actually a big-time player in these things.
Grandpa Al was on my
list. That's
why
I found him. Oh, was he? I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
Al Lewis. Equality pick, I'll give you that. But ladies and gentlemen, this should have been everyone's number one pick. It even slipped through the cracks for me. Can't even finish a sentence, I was told. Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of the UK. Margaret Thatcher, very old, but yet still should be dead any minute now.
Well, that's cool. Not the bloody Prime Minister.
And that will make the Brits happy, believe me. They'll be partying in the streets when Maggie is dead.
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher, we turn to Kim.
Joey Bishop.
Well,
Joey Bishop, only living member of the Rat Pack.
The final Rat Packer. By the way, if you're our fans in Germany or wherever whatever fruity country you live in, and this is all a bunch of American celebrities you don't know, fine, I'll put Franz Beckenbauer on my list.
Well, I have Margaret Thatcher, and we have Don Ho.
I know superfan Niels will be very upset about this.
He said he posted his list. Did you see that?
I did not see his list. No. I was abstaining from the list.
He was like, I'm going to post my list.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, okay, we don't even need it. Bill Bouchard, you're number 9.
I'm doing this one strictly for points.
This is going to be our last pick. We're going to take a break after this. But Bill, go ahead.
I don't know if I want to.
We're going to take a break after this. Just hide your list. It's fine.
I'm going to go with James Garner.
James Jimmy Garner.
You're going with Rockford.
He's certainly old. He certainly could die.
Yeah, he's.
I'm having fun. I don't know if the audience is having fun with this show.
I'm loving it. I don't know.
Because seriously, no one's making with the fun. I'm trying to do some funny stuff.
Everybody's serious.
As soon as a pick goes, somebody goes, God damn. And they start going down to their list. Well, their eyes are on their list. They're just going, son of a bitch.
All right, well,
took notch, you bastard. And I want fighting. I want a little. You guys are a little too.
I'm into this. I mean, I want to win. You can want to win.
But see, if you weren't playing, you could sit there and be funny.
Speaking of winning, let's talk rewards. Is it just you get to pat yourself on the back?
We will talk about prizes.
Bragging rights.
I'm going to put this out there. If we have any sponsors out there that would like to
sponsor the prize,
Deadpool prize.
Perhaps a funeral home.
If the listeners, a company that makes dialysis machines
or anything.
If you have some crap to sell or push, it's going to be a grab bag.
Yeah, if you have any product you'd like us to plug, it'll be part of the. But anything, any CD you're plugging, or
we need to line
up
some
beer company. If you sell T-shirts on the internet, bumper stickers, crap like that, we'll gladly.
I recommend
we'll shill your shit.
If you're a girl out there, if you're a super fan, you're a woman. Hand release.
And
Kim, if you win, we'll have to find something for you.
Okay.
But
all right. Well, it's your pick.
So you're
I get the final pick before the break?
No, when the round is over, we're going to take a break. So go ahead.
That would leave Kim with the final pick.
Okay, all right. Would be the final pick. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not many points, but he's old as all hell. Ladies and gentlemen, Carl Malden, everybody.
Yeah,
there you go. He's not many points, but he's old.
Corey, I think everybody you've picked is on my master list. I think you're the only one that I can say.
His nose died 2 years ago. Hi-oh!
Oh!
Because I have some real oldies, but I'm saving them.
He's
going to
be buried in his own nose. Hello!
I'm going with a different strategy. Last year, I gambled. I went for big name, big points.
You're picking every old fucking...
Now I'm picking the oldest people I can find.
You're going with the obvious. This is competition.
I want to win very badly this year.
I'm doing this one for the international community. Augusto Pinochet.
You know what? That was a good one. That was Augusto Pinochet.
Oh, the man, if he can't stand trial, he's got to be sick.
The former, please tell everyone who Augusto Pinochet, the former
Chile?
Fascist dictator of Chile.
The fascist dictator of Chile, who's going to die in...
Well, dictators are always good. They're always good.
Yeah, they always are.
I like them with hamburgers.
Hey, you said both.
Thank you.
I just love the corny...
Folks, you can see this at the Chuckle Hut in Moline, Indiana on the 12th.
I like me some of those dictators.
Yeah.
I got to go with, I'm sure it's going to be on other people's lists. I think last year, she just missed my cut. She's had goddamn...
She just missed
the cut last year. Again, it's Back to the Beach for your funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Annette Funicello.
Oh, that's asshole. Nice. Oh, that Annette. Is a nice,
oh,
nice.
Sure.
She almost made it last year into my.
There she is.
She's got
Joel,
something.
Joel, there she is on my master
yeah.
list.
Yeah. Yeah. On my list.
What does she have, though? She has a disease. Yeah.
She's had MS for about 10 years.
Oh, that'll really do it. Burns
me. MS is a very slow killer, but I hope.
She's
I'm
had
hoping,
it forever.
I'm hoping for the worst.
It's much like erosion. It's a patient fury.
It is. So our final pick before the break is going to be out of the.
Make it a good
Kim,
one. Make
my
it a good
beautiful
one.
Girlfriend.
All right. God damn it. That was my pick. Walter Cronkite.
That's
you know,
a solid pick.
Cronkite is a good one.
There's not a lot of
Cronkite.
You know what's great? When news anchors die and someone else has to read that they died. That's good. You know, you know the moment of.
But don't you think we've had enough newscasters?
You know,
there's room for one more.
Well, this is not. Apparently God is conducting a pogrom on any old newsman. Because it's not just. It's like Jennings is going to go and.
Well, you know what? He's got no one left to talk to, so he really needs to die.
Eric Severide died in like 82, and Chet Huntley and David. Yeah. Brinkley are dead. So, yeah. Time to go, Cronkite.
Okay, so Cronkite, we hope you're dead. We're going to take a break here. Before we go to break, let's do a couple quick plugs. It's January. It's a new month. It's a new year. Vote for the Corn
and
Joel Radio Show.
Oh. Vote for PK and J.
I'm turning your mic
my
off.
My number 10
I'm
pick is
your mic
Kim.
Off.
How dare you?
I'm turning your mic off. You just earned your mic. That's Nigel Rosenblum's mic is still up and yours is off. That's
seriously,
how bad that is.
What's that?
All right, you're off.
You know,
I'm not even sleeping with you.
Goodbye, Nigel.
It's not going to be on my list, but I'm hoping the new puppy from the PK and
Joel
show
vote
dies,
for the voice.
Gets run over by a car.
CoreyandJoelRadio.com is the website. Vote for us on PodcastAlley.com. Contribute your votes. You've helped us rise to the rankings there. We're going to play more Strokes.
A song called On the Other Side.
And you guys can email us at email@CoreyandJoelRadio.com. We'll be back with more. The 10th round of picks coming up with Bill Bouchard right after this.
Everyone.
everybody. Back with you for the Corin Joel Radio Show. What's number 49? It's the Death Pool Show. This is quite a show, kids. We got a big staff of people. I hope you've been loving it so far. It's been fun. Everyone having a good time so far? You all enjoying
yes,
your
time? I'm having a good time.
This is fun. It's exciting. I feel this is like our fantasy football draft.
I just hope there's no irony. I get killed on the way home.
Well, I think the rule is...
my number 20 pick, Bill Bichard, everybody.
we could do a 21st pick where we all pick somebody else on the list. If that's playing, we all pick another player and give our reason.
No, I believe Joel and I had established a rule. If one of the other of us dies...
Then the other one wins.
The other one immediately falls.
But with five people, I guess, then you automatically lose. Yes. So.
And we would win just because I'm worth 70 points. So
You're worth a lot of points.
I'm worth a lot of points.
Kim would be worth the most points.
By the way,
points.
Though, if you kill someone, you're disqualified.
Yeah, that doesn't count. So, should we just jump right back into the picks here?
Or, I think I'm next.
Joel, you're keeping track.
I'm keeping
track. I forgot my number six pick already.
Corey, you picked at number six. You picked Jake LaMotta.
That was
That was your screw-up pick.
Well, it's not a screw-up because he's going to die, but boy, eventually. Ali was a good
pick. Ali was a great pick.
On the timeline, everybody dies.
Exactly.
I'm going to go. And
how long till Nigel? Nigel, you're going to die in the next 32 minutes because that's how much
number 21
left
pick, Nigel Rosenberg.
I want to. I don't know if I got sucked in on this pick.
Bill, but
I'm
going to
go with this one
because
I was watching the show and I want to make some points and I'm hoping it's going to happen.
Halfway
I can't
home,
stand
baby.
This guy, Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, that was on mine. That's a good one, Bill.
I just want it to
that
happen.
That is a pretty good one.
Yeah,
everyone's been picking young people or old people, and you went for a relatively... I picked Koji Carr.
There's a lot of ways you can...
That's a point pick.
There's
right
a lot
there,
of ways you can do research for this
Plus
thing.
He's a loose cannon.
There's
it
the internet. Lou Rawls I got strictly out of the Globe tabloid.
Yeah, okay.
That was a... No, the tabs are legitimate for Death Pool.
Yeah, the tabs really do report.
You just watch primary source.
A reality series on VH1.
VH1 is a great resource for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you will see people at their peak of death.
Fit Club? Have you seen the new Fit Club?
I want to do a whole show on Celebrity Fit Club, but we don't have time.
What the hell's wrong with
Kennedy? That could be next week. Corey Hall!
We will talk about Celebrity Fit Club.
Your number 10 pick.
Kim, if you want to come in later, we'll
All right.
I'm on the board again.
You're absolutely on the board. You're ready to pick.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go once again with an oldie but a goodie. Andy Griffith, everybody.
Oh, that's a shoo-in.
I'll tell you what, they did that reunion, the Andy Griffith Show reunion with Don Knotts and him, and I swear to God, you thought they were just going to drop dead right in front of the camera.
You know what would be great?
They were so old looking.
When Andy dies, they should have Dick Van Dyke investigate him as Dr. Mark Crane from Diagnosis Murder. he should try and figure out who killed Matlock.
Who killed Matlock and the sheriff.
Well, we have Don Knotts, Barney and Andy. They're both on this.
Wait, who took Don Knotts?
You know what's interesting?
I got Knotts.
Still the sheriff of Mayberry. He's 109 years old.
Nigel, it's your pick, bro.
Yeah, I'm going this one based on a picture I saw recently. Jerry Lewis' head looks like a marshmallow.
Oh, that was my next one.
You know, Jerry was on my list last year, and he got better.
Jerry, he did. He lost the weight.
Jerry looked real bad like 2 years ago.
When I picked Jerry Lewis last year, his head literally looked like a freaking pony cat.
Yeah.
It was giant and swollen.
You saw the same picture I saw.
He looked like a friggin' bobblehead.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And it looked like someone injected butter into his face with a large syringe.
It's steroids for a bad back.
Yeah. But now he's gotten a little better.
So Jerry Lewis is Nigel's pick. His number 10 pick.
It's a solid pick.
My number 10 pick, I'm going to go with... I got one or two here. I'm going to go. This is a guy I genuinely, and I hope as all listeners and all people in this room will hope the guy is dead soon. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
You know, I was...
I hope is dead, so Abu Musab.
I was going to go with that one, but I wasn't sure I could come up with the whole name.
I actually looked it up. It's
I
Abu
just tried to write it down. It's impossible.
Al-Zarqawi. He's the terrorist leader in Iraq. And let's hope he's dead. Let's hope we kill that fucker. All right.
Do we know he's a real person yet? Is that established?
Look,
there's photos of him.
Yeah, he's a real guy.
Okay, there's that one.
Is Nigel Rosenblum a real guy? Or is that a pseudonym?
The world may never know.
All right, well, having said that, I kind of killed the show with picking a terrorist, but Kimmy, would you like to continue this?
Aaron Spelling.
That's a good one.
Hasn't made a new crappy show in a long time.
Hey.
See you later, a-hole.
I think he's going to live.
Why is he an a-hole? What did he ever do?
Don't sugarcoat it. Tell us how you really feel.
He created Tory spelling.
Yeah, thank
which,
you. Thank you.
Hey.
But
hey.
Those cans, let me tell you.
Who created those?
Hey.
Don't be such a fucking chump.
Why you going to hate on the man?
He's done.
The man who created Melrose
Place. That's a
fine-ass
pick, in my
Let's
opinion.
Slide right
he's
into
done.
My next one here.
Yeah, hit it, Billy.
Hi-o. Ed McMahon, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got to go right after Carson.
Show business heavy over there.
This will be very difficult because we could have a trifecta. Ed McMahon's two partners could die. And I think Ed's going to outlive both
of them. Are you
going
to take the other partner?
I think I have Dick Clark already. Okay. So I think if Dick Clark goes, Ed will have succeeded in life.
Yes.
Ed will say, I outlived those two sons
of bitches. He wants to piss on their graves.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of graves, Corey.
All right, this one is going to be very a small number of points. But it's going to be, ladies and gentlemen. I got a couple goodies here. I'm going to go with noted playwright Harold Pinter.
Noted by who?
Anyone know who Harold Pinter is?
Give me a
Corey,
play.
He's a playwright.
Wait.
All right. Okay. If I dump him, no one can take him. So we're gonna.
I want to know what play. Give me a play.
He's legit. Just because we don't know.
Hold on.
I got a bachelor's degree in English.
Okay,
let's
right,
go.
I
bring
got,
it.
I got another.
Is everyone in agreement that Harold Pinter is too obscure?
I tell you what. It's no Earl Woods.
Yeah. It's not. Corey, I think Harold Pinter is obscure, which means no one will take him.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Then I will take the Lord. Will call him back to heaven this year. Billy Graham. Everybody.
Yeah.
I think a better pick. Maybe Harold Pinter, you know.
Well, Harold Pinter's like on life support, so that's why I took him. Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
He was a playwright in the 50s.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go with, sticking to the international scope here, Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Is Yeltsin sick in any way? I mean, anything diagnosed for Yeltsin?
Alcoholism is a
sickness.
Yeah,
big rummy. Yeah.
I don't know if he's sick, but the liver the size of one of those hippity-hop balls you jump on when you were a kid. What was it? You remember those things? You get on, you bounce, a bouncy bounce. That might be a sickness.
A ball with a handle.
Those are hot.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I think it was like Huckleberry Hound. I'm trying to spice it up a little bit.
I'm thinking. No, it's okay. I took the time to think. It's fine. That's absolutely fine. I am going to go with... I'm torn here, but I'm gonna go with another relatively younger person. I'm gonna go with this is a famous wife, Elizabeth Edwards, wife of Senator John Edwards, who ran for president, has cancer, very sick.
Elizabeth Edwards.
She falls into the sort of first lady category. So okay,
but she's known for having cancer.
She's known for like raising money for charity.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
So.
I'll go with you on that.
Yeah, Elizabeth Edwards is like.
I got your back. You and me right here.
Thank you, my brother.
I'm my man.
Thank you. Right. Thank you,
counselor. You can be famous for a disease.
Elizabeth Edwards.
I'll be famous for scurvy one day.
Here, have an orange.
Kimmy, you got a number 11
for
us?
Yeah, I think I got one. Bill Keene, the cartoonist.
Oh,
is that the family circus guy?
Oh, the family circus
guy. Oh, we can only hope.
You know what?
I was going to
mention cartoonists in the beginning of the thing.
Yeah, very sort of obscure, but Family Circus.
Family Circus is
obscure. I didn't say it didn't count. I said it's obscure. Nobody knows Bill Keene, I think, when you say his name.
I said it's cartoonist Family Circus.
But Family Circus, everyone knows.
If I have to see another cartoon with Jeffy running around the house.
Seriously.
And the different stops he made.
I like when they recently gave Mom a new haircut, and they gave her, like, Donna Reed's haircut, you know. They're like, let's freshen up Mom's look, and they gave her, you know.
It's not, is it now in like 1961
instead
of
1956?
Yeah,
she looks like Florence Henderson now.
Yeah,
it's like a nice new look.
Great. Billy.
I'm going to keep going with the comedy theme. I have several on here.
Bob Newhart.
Bill, I love you. You're a brilliant man, but he appears to be in good health.
Hey,
Bob,
who knows when you're going to go?
Bill will be planting a bomb at the Friars Club to try to win some points here.
Rickles and Newhart are like best friends.
Well, one goes, the other one's going to...
They could die in the back of a taxi cab or
something. That's true.
And you never know. Corey Hall.
Kim, you gave me an idea with your cartoonist angle.
Oh!
And I'm going to go, and this one hurts me.
With Charles Schultz.
Ladies and gentlemen, this...
Oh, I know who you're picking.
This hurts me a lot because I'm a big dork.
Oh, I know
Ladies and gentlemen, Stan the Manly.
Oh, that's a good call.
Creator of Spider-Man.
Is he sick?
He's 2 million years old. The X-Men, the Hulk, all those characters.
He looks good.
He's going to get smothered by his money. That guy's rolling.
comic book dork, send your hate mail to email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
If you want no prize, send it to...
Put Corey's an a-hole in the subject line. And
unless he has found the cosmic cube, I don't think he's going to live that much longer.
Well, he got bitten by a spider.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, go ahead.
An actual spider would kill him. Spider-Man got his powers from being bitten by a spider. An actual spider bite would kill Stan Lee at this point.
Bill, I'm afraid I'm stealing this next one from your list, with the comedians, but I'm going Mel Brooks.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I had that one.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the wife died, and they jump right in the coffin.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of stuff going on, though. I don't know.
Have you
debated that
have
one.
Have you heard from him lately? I heard him at an interview.
He's got too much in the... Well, I don't know. He's a good pick, though.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a triple... I'm going to tell you why this is a triple three-star gold lock pick. Okay. This is 4 stars.
This is Joel's pick of the week.
I'm giving 4 stars. This is the 4 risk factors in death. You're overweight, you're black, you're old, and you're diseased, and you're just had a stroke. Well, that's the disease. That's you're named Aretha Franklin, and you're about to drop
dead. Yeah.
You're 5,000 pounds, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Why you got to put Riri on this list?
Because she's fat and
Are we on 12?
You never loved a man the way that she loved.
Yeah, right.
I will give her her RESPECT if she drops DEAD.
Oh,
how's that?
Oh,
is that cool?
There it is.
There's the comedy you've been waiting for.
Every day when I wake up.
All right.
Before go quick. R.I.P.
Dion.
Damn it. All right, I'm going to go with Shelley Winters.
I'm surprised she's still alive.
Yeah, not for long.
Following in she's the white Aretha Franklin. That's a good pick, Kim. I like it.
Didn't she bang Mickey Rooney at one point? Didn't they have a...
Who didn't? Everyone in Hollywood banged Mickey Rooney.
Everyone banged.
Now, I got two here that I'm going to... But I can only go with one.
You can only go with one.
And I'm just going to say, come on down, Mr. Bob Barker.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
He was on my list. That was a good pick.
Yeah, that's a good one, Bill.
Bobby Barker.
Wow. You know, people's lists are starting to take shape. I'm starting to do some analysis here. I'm starting to analyze people's methods here. And,
I already penciled this. Trends. I've already penciled
this. Already written this guy down.
My guy's already on my list. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis.
There we go. Huh? How about that?
All of old Hollywood will die, according to
our... That is an old fag. I will tell you that right now. That is one.
We don't know old if he's dead.
But the hair is real.
His hair is 300 years old already, so...
That's faggot stuff.
Look, you are either a fag
strictly for fags.
Or a superhuman man if you can wear a cravat like he does and walk around. Tony Curtis.
Show attorney now, Joe Rosenbloom.
All right, I can't get no satisfaction, but I do believe I can get Keith Richards on my Deadpool.
Wow.
Keith is a trap player.
I knew everybody was going to say he's a trap, but you got to play the odds, man.
Yeah, he's not getting any younger.
Yeah, he's maybe immune to conventional weaponry, but...
I think now, at this point, he's going to get an extra 10-year bonus from being this old. Now his systems don't have to work properly.
Exactly, right.
They've already shut down.
Yeah. He's going
to
coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to, if I can do this here, Corey, you're going to love this pick.
Yeah.
I want you to sit back, pop open a color teeny, and watch the pictures as they fly through the air.
You bastard.
As the leukemia-ridden old talk show host Tom Snyder kicks off into the sunset in 2006.
Bitch. Yep! I got son of a bitch! Bill doing the... Bill, you need a cigarette and a...
Tom Snyder.
You bastard.
Hosted
show. I forgot about Tom Snyder. He's a...
Came on after Johnny Carson for like 15 years before
Joel,
Letterman replaced
honestly,
him.
Honestly, outside of Zsa Zsa, that's your best pick.
Tom Snyder is quality,
baby. That is
your
absolute best pick.
You can go to colorteenie.com and keep up with Tom Snyder. Tom Snyder.
If you kids out there don't know about the genius of Tom Snyder,
he's an old alcoholic guy who hosted a talk show.
He had the Clash on his show. I mean, he was super cool.
He was ahead of his time.
He had John Lennon, Wendy O. Williams, and a lot of...
He had punk rockers on his show.
Yeah, he would have the cast of SNL very famously interviewed, like the original cast of SNL many times.
Tom Snyder, crazy as a balloon. Yep. I loved him. Anyway.
Kimmy.
All right. I think I'm going for points on this one.
Uh-oh.
But Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's a little screwed up.
He did like a nationwide tour. I mean, me and Corey played the thing. I remember we played the thing on the show where he didn't know the words.
It's a risk. It's a risk, but I'm willing to do
it. Brian Wilson. I can go into some of my other picks now and not feel as bad.
Yeah. Really? You know, I had a lot of...
There's only two Beatles left. No one's picked them. That's, we're...
All right, so Bill, number 14.
It's my risk pick.
Number 14. Your number 14 pick.
Your number 14
selection.
We're so fucking evil. Do you know how evil?
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey.
Oh, you bastard.
And now you know the rest of the story as he drops dead.
Is there anyone out there in the world under 90 that knows who Paul Harvey is?
I don't know.
I listen to a lot of radio.
My
on
grandpa,
the road.
I used to hear that in the kitchen of my grandparents' house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul Harvey.
But doesn't he, like, record? He could have 10 years of.
Oh, tapes,
bits in a can.
If you don't know who Paul Harvey is, it's okay because you're young and vital and not yeah. full of
and
age.
If you're listening to us, you're not listening to NPR. And
Paul Harvey like plays on like AM talk stations where he goes, you know, and he reads like this news ticker: a woman in Connecticut found a large puma in her vagina, and now you know the rest of the story. All right, go ahead, and it's me.
It's
I'm
you,
on the
baby.
Board. All right,
hit it.
Guys, we always talk about putting a rapper on your list.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. I'm going there.
And at number 14, I'm feeling confident in taking a risk on Suge Knight.
Okay.
Knight.
No, that's good.
I am going to...
You know, I brought him up last year. He wasn't on my official list, but he was on my master sort of... Like,
Suge got shot this year.
He got shot this year.
So eventually someone's going to hit him in the head, I think. And
he's bulletproof, man. He killed everybody. Tupac, Biggie, he killed them all.
Suge Knight, come on, give me Suge Knight.
That's cool.
Look, I'm taking a risk, but if I get Suge Knight, that's like 65
points. It's going to bring the house down.
I'm going to win big time with Suge Knight. Come on.
That's why I went low with Bonaducci. You got to go for
You gamble on it. You take a big gamble pick.
Yeah, my gamble pick actually is coming up next. Barrett Robbins, former NFL lineman and pro bowler.
Barrett Robbins, okay.
But in my research, he's been shot twice. He's my He's been arrested for drugs, and he just got through with a stint in jail and is back on the street.
Hey.
Yeah, Barrett Robbins.
That's what you niggas not. Stop fucking with
me. There
you
go.
My research.
There you go.
Barrett Robbins
and
is away.
Back on the street.
Barrett Robbins.
Looking to die.
In case anyone's confused, Barrett Robbins is actually a big fat white guy.
Is he?
He's the guy who went AWOL before the Buccaneer Raiders Super Bowl a few years ago. He went to Mexico.
He's bipolar.
Lost his mind. And then he like robbed some store and got shot by the cops.
You know, I now rescind my plan. Of the told
that
you
was
niggas.
Good one for Suge, no,
for Suge.
You assumed it was some. Oh, that was for Suge and not for. I thought you thought it was some big fat black guy. That was
speaking of big and fat. I can't wait for my next pick.
Well, that's
all right. Go ahead.
Let me get my pick in here. I'm sort of. There's a real funny name here that you got, Corey.
Joel, what was your 13 pick?
My 13 pick was Tom Snyder.
That's a you son of a. I was so mad.
I know you forgot to write that. I gotta go with wow. I'm going to go with, all right, this is a young guy. People might get obscure, but Kim and Corey for sure will back me up on this one. Not that famous here, but in the UK, the youngest guy on our list of our, Pete Doherty, ex of the Libertines.
Yeah, he's
gonna and
really
in Baby
die.
Shambles, Kate Moss's ex-boyfriend.
That bitch is done.
And I like Pete Doherty. He's a good musician.
Yeah,
but,
that's a good one.
You will know when he died. He's sort of the new Sid Vicious, and he's ready to... He does a lot of drugs, overdoses, arrests, all kinds of fun stuff like that. Kimmy!
Okay, this pick hurts me. This one... Yeah, this one hurts me, but I gotta do it. Salinger.
J.D. Salinger.
It hurts me. I don't want him to die.
On my list from last year, but I will give you credit for that one.
Now, the only upside of him dying, besides the, now 13 points, is maybe they'll release some old stuff. I'm just saying.
She wants him to die so she can read his archives. That's fucking beautiful.
Raise high the roof beam carpenters to welcome in the coffin of J.D. Salinger. I had him on my list last year. Last year's list, I had a lot of literary names.
Yeah. He's old and he lives alone. He's got to die. Well, he's probably dead right now.
But those guys kind of have an easy lifestyle, though. They sit in their house. They write a book. There's no stress.
Suge Knight does cocaine off some big black ass
Salinger's
every night and gets shot
old.
At. So what? He can live forever. Anyway.
Billy Boucher.
My next pick can do Jumpy Jacks in hell for all I care. Jack LaLanne.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he was on my
Get
list.
Over yourself, Jack and your fucking...
I am scared of Jack LaLanne because the dude is like 80 and pulling a tugboat with his mouth.
Jack,
do you know what I'm saying? I don't trust the guy like that. He could not be human.
Jack LaLanne, I did the research. He's 91 years old.
Well, I don't get many points on that, but I'll get out of the gate.
All right, Jack LaLanne is...
This pick is not... This is a personal herder. I'm taking one. These cost me something, my soul. Okay? Because the NAACP is not going to like me after I announce... The godfather of soul himself, Mr.
Oh,
James Brown.
Good.
Last year.
He was, and you know,
he was on my list.
Joel
last
had him
year.
Last year.
Oh, right.
And he got cancer right at the end of 04, and I thought he was a lock for 05, but he kept touring.
Look, James Brown is amazing. The man can outdance a tiger. I mean, he's unbelievable. I don't know if a tiger can dance.
I don't know.
But that's a bad analogy. But eventually,
we're back.
Listen to all that shuffling. Oh, Jesus, it's getting down to the nitty here, folks.
It kind of is. It's getting tricky.
Five
here.
More picks.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little pressure. And I'm going to go in the vein of Suge Knight there. Obie Trice just got shot in Detroit.
Obie Trice.
And I don't know what he got shot for, but I got to imagine he's still in that kind of lifestyle where he could get shot again.
Well, he actually lives in Detroit, and you're lucky. I think he's a listener of the show, so you better watch. Yeah. That was the show attorney, Nigel Rosenblum. Don't be popping a cap in my ass for that one, Obie. I want you to live.
I told you niggas 9-10 times. Stop fucking with me.
That was more appropriate that time. Okay, that's back to me. Oof. Oof. Who to pick? I could follow the rap theme. I have a name that's a little more obscure in the rap game that I think would be good, but I'm gonna go young again. I'm going for youth. I can't believe. Last year I went all old guys, and I did well with it, but brain tumor, right? Brain tumor's a death sentence, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Corey, you're gonna hate me for this. Eleanor Mondale, the daughter of Walter Mondale, TV host, brain cancer.
She's on the borderline of being famous, but she is.
She banged Clinton. She was in the middle of that thing.
I have told people for years that that she was actually banging Clinton and that they shouldn't have worried about Monica.
Yeah, she was the one actually banging him, and she also banged Arnold. And yeah.
She got 45-minute appointments in the White House solo with the president.
Yeah, she was a big
What do you think was going on there? Eleanor Mondale, good pick.
Eleanor Mondale, brain cancer,
you
yes.
You bastard.
Kimmy's crossing off somebody. I don't know what that means.
Betty Ford.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You know, first ladies are doing big on this list. And
yeah, Kim has Lady Bird Johnson and Bill
Lady
has
Bird,
Nancy.
Come on. She's
done. Lady Bird's got to die. Number 16 for Bill.
Keep
Bouchard.
Your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Oh, boy.
Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem,
Casey Kasem, for those of you who don't know, famous American radio jock guy, and
well, now I'm gonna have to go. Boy, I've been too risky in the last couple. So
it's your 16th pick.
I'm going with
it's your final five, brother.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna go.
Make them good.
Da, na, na, na. This one's an oddball pick, but I'm going to go with Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs?
Oh, hey, that's a good one.
Guy. It's, no one's heard from Hugh Downs in a while.
He used to host,
and I've never heard of
he used
Hugh
to
Downs.
Host 2020 with 2020. Barbara Walters.
Oh, right.
Host of 2020.
Cool, he was on the Today Show about 8 million years ago.
About not knowing that one.
Hugh Downs was a guy who, for many, many years, was the guy who had been on television, American television, more than any other personality. He was passed by Regis Philbin recently.
Now you haven't seen Hugh Downs in like
in
a year and a half.
So Regis is the guy. A little piece of trivia. The guy that's been on American television in its history the most has been Regis Philbin. Okay.
And that's the kind of dorkery that they don't get on PKNJ, folks.
Only Corey and Joel give
Jumping.
You that.
Yeah. Bib and Yaz, put down the bong and learn something. Dumbasses.
Nigel Rosenblum.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the young athletes turned bad. I'm going with Refrigerator Perry on this one. Last
God
I saw,
damn you.
He had no teeth, and he was smoking crack.
You know, what's really worse about this is that you and I talked about that.
Oh, and I brought it up. That was my idea.
And I could have stole that from you.
Is he a crack addict now, William
Yeah,
Patterson?
Oh, yeah.
From the top to the bottom.
Cabrini Green, hanging out, smoking crack.
From a one-yard touchdown run.
Now look at him.
Cabrini Green.
Wow.
Is he really hanging out smoking?
I have no idea.
Cabrini Green is like the nastiest ghetto in the history of the world.
You know, he had a college education. I'm sure he went to.
Yeah. All right. He was also a G.I. Joe. He was on
That's right.
He was on the cartoon G.I. Joe. So that was.
Wow.
And they made a figure of him. It was awesome.
Knowing is half the battle.
All right. I could give a shit less about this guy, but I just know he's real old. And he's one of those guys that when they die, you'd be surprised he's not dead already. E. Howard Hunt, the Watergate burglar, is like in his 90s. So
hardly.
It's not a funny pick, but I apologize.
Hardly a sexy pick.
No, but certainly old.
It's a point getter. It's
and
point.
should account for some points. I'm picking youth, and now I'm going more for age. So, Cam, your number 16 pick here, if you will, for us. I mean.
Thank you, Corey Hall. I'll take Carol Channing.
Oh, I was
stolen
cool.
one off my one of my sleepers.
Right, hello.
The voice man, Billy Bouchard over there. Dude, he does them all. He does Fife.
It's like
he
Rich,
does Channing.
Rich, it's like Rich Little's in the room with us. It's amazing.
It's goddamn unbelievable. Who knew you had talents? We brought you on this show just because we were trying to get a booking out of you, and who knew you had talents?
Oh, my God.
Well, then now the pressure's on me again.
I'm next.
It's Billy's pick. Yeah, oh, Billy's sorry, picks. Billy, you're number 17. You got four left here, brother.
I have my... Hold on here. I switched some things around.
Are you tense? Look at all those pictures. Come on, Billy. Crumpled up.
I'd like to go with Mary get Tyler
on, get,
Moore.
Get on mic. Mary Tyler Moore.
That's an unusual pick. I'm not going to...
She's a diabetic. Isn't she diabetic? And
I think she's older and she's
blind.
She can turn the world on with her smile, though. Mm. Well,
I hope she dies.
I'm going. If anybody, if
not
you
not a fan.
Seen,
I hope you get the
point. Guys haven't. I have two strategies basically, and I'm combining two strategies at one in this one. I've been going old and fat, and so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm combining old and fat into a winner. Funny man, Dom DeLuise.
Oh, that is a hard
funny man, yeah. Dom DeLuise.
You took that from me.
You know what? Dom DeLuise was on my list.
Guy's a pork chop away from dying.
Dom DeLuise is right here.
He made a movie called Fatso. I mean, come on. Which is a fine movie if you haven't seen it.
Prudhomme's next on your list.
Perfect.
Nigel, so enraged because he wanted to die.
I never should have had that conversation.
If I may, I'm not 100% sure if this is maybe even more of a risk factor. I believe gay as well. So if that means anything.
Fat, gay,
I believe.
And
gay.
Stupid.
I'm not
There's no way to go through life.
Yeah. Stupid.
I believe Dom DeLuise gay, sort of closeted gay, but gay.
I just want to see Burt Reynolds at that funeral.
Well, you know what's going to be great when they have his funeral? All the outtakes are going to be hilarious. I can't wait. They're going to show those at the end. That's going to be the best.
I like the Cedar Sinai outtake gag reel.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Like,
hey, we were trying to find a vein to put the IV in Dom, but he's so fat. Look at him.
It'll be him and, you
he
know.
He had one IV full of medicine, the other full of ragu.
It'll be Lonnie Anderson and Sammy Davis all in that class.
Fat fuck.
Dean Martin flubbed his line. Oh.
May you rest in peace, Dean Martin.
That's an old, old reference to, like, Cannonball Run. So. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, you know what? I think we might do an audio presentation of Cannonball Run, too. I think Joel and I had a comment on that film.
Nigel Rosenblum.
Yeah, this one is everybody's favorite, Courtney Love.
Courtney Love, yes. Definite risk factors there. Definite risk factors.
I think she's another trap player, but she's...
You might be right.
Courtney, like, has been on lists since 92.
She's like the Pete Doherty.
She's on every... She's a perennial favorite.
Wow. Boy, it's getting tough here, boy. I tell you, I want to be funny here, but yet I know I have to pick these colorless old folks. Jesus.
So no black people?
Well, colorless old folks. You know what? I am going to pick a colorless old guy. How about Boston Celtics coach Red Auerbach?
Oh, he's time to go.
Red Auerbach's about 92, I think.
That's so, Joel, that's a very safe pick. Everybody stops.
Red Auerbach. Right.
I like how the funny stops. Well, everybody writes down
everybody's name. You guys, if you
all right. Let me get one.
Kimmy, you're number 17.
Author of The Feminine Mystique, Betty Friedan.
Wow. Betty Friedan.
What a horrible fucking book that was.
You know who that is, because I don't.
Betty Friedan
was she wrote The Feminine Mystique?
She was one of the first feminists.
Yeah.
And
do you know how to spell that last name, or not really?
F-R-E-I-D-A-N.
Yeah.
F-R what?
F-R-E-I-D-A-N, Betty Friedan.
Friedan. Wouldn't give a shit.
Thank you, Professor Clark, for making me read that piece of shit.
She's pretty notable. Yeah. I would say you can't not...
You'll know when she does.
We're just stupid if we don't know who she is. So there you go.
I'll be honest. I could care less about feminist literature. So
yeah.
Bill, go ahead. Heather,
I'm going to go with Gene Wilder.
Oh, good pick. Quality. Good. That's quality, baby.
It makes me sad, though.
I had him in my sights, and you took
him. Yeah, he was on my list as well. Now, let's remember, his wife died. And now I believe he might be remarried, and then his partner Richard Pryor died. So
he's next.
Hold on, I think I have a clip.
You have the Gene. Yeah,
let's go to a clip, shall we?
Do you have some Gene Wilder?
I have a Gene Wilder clip.
Gene Wilder said that
Wilder ain't shit. He's a faggot.
No, come on, you don't mean that.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean it. You ain't gonna put it up.
Is that why he said he was gonna marry you?
Yeah, you can suck my dick. I don't care. I like Gene though, because he's funny. He's queer as a $3 bill.
So there you go, Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor
chiming in on Gene Wilder.
To his good friend, Gene Wilder.
Oh, that's big points for you having that one queued up, baby.
God damn! I wanted Wilder, you son of a bitch.
Well, now he's a faggot.
But you know, like, Gilda Radner died like 20 years ago, so obviously he wasn't that into her. That whole chasing him into the car.
Right, yeah. So, Corey, you're going to make your pick, and this is going to be the last round for the actual radio show, and I believe we're going to be in the bonus coverage after that.
Oh, are
so,
we really?
Corey, you go ahead and make your pick. We got about 5 minutes here.
Oh, boy. Now this is so I got to make it count, then, if it's my
yes,
last
you do,
pick.
My friend.
Okay, all right. All right. You said he had a stroke? And he was a movie
producer. Yes.
And his name's Robert Evans.
Robert Evans. Okay.
And yeah. The kid stays in the picture.
Yeah, he's going.
I had funnier ones, but I just wanted to shove it in your face, Bill.
Bill thought of Robert Evans.
I really just wanted to shove it in your face with that bit.
Nigel Rosenblum, if you will.
I feel bad about this one, but I got to go with the lifestyle, the juicy Gary Busey.
No,
Gary,
yeah. That's a good call.
Thank you.
You know what? I thought you were going to come in here and clown it up. And you really get some good picks.
Thank you very much. That means a lot.
All right, so there's Gary Busey. That's a guy who certainly lived a hard life and is fat and very weird and certainly could die at any point. You know, I'm going to get this funny name in because we're running out of actual show. He is sick. You're going to love it, Corey. Freddie Fender.
Wow.
Freddie Fender, fat old Mexican singer.
That's
hasn't had a hit in 8 billion years, but he's got some kidney disease. And
wow.
Freddie,
what was his hit? Remember his hit? He had one hit. He had a major hit.
I don't even know what it was. You would know it if you heard it, though. Freddie Fender.
Was it Kiss an Angel Good Morning? No, that was Charlie Pride.
Yeah. I don't know what Freddie Fender's hit was.
I could think about
it. I know what he looks like, though. I could picture the guy. He's very old and sick.
Joel, very obscure with these picks.
Very obscure with Freddie Fender, but hey, what can he do? Kimmy, your final pick for the show, and we'll do a couple more picks in the bonus coverage here. We're going to say goodbye.
Lena Horne.
Is Lena Horne alive?
She's 88 years old, and she certainly is
Lena
alive.
Horne.
All right.
But not for this year.
All right.
That's not what I'm going for, Bill.
Do we do a recap here, or do we say, what's going to happen now? We got to sign off. We're running out of time here on Show 49, Corn Joe Radio Show.
It's not like they're going to miss it. If they want
they're not going to miss
it.
Well, we're going to have two more picks, and we'll do those for a bonus feature.
Yeah, sure.
If you're on the mailing list. If you're not on the mailing list, you want to hear the rest of this pick. We got two picks each left, and then we'll do some analysis at the end of that.
We could have blown this into a two-parter.
We could have, but it's okay. We'll do analysis on the bonus club for the mailing list, folks. But I want to thank everybody officially. For those of you not on the mailing list, we'll sign off now. Bill Bouchard, thank you very much.
Do you
want to plug anything? You got any shows coming
up? I don't
up?
Have my schedule, but I'm
BillBouchard.com. People can find you there. Is that right?
Yes, BillBouchard.com.
BillBouchard.com. Go get him.
If you'd like a latte mochaccino, you can go find Nigel Rosenblum.
I need a job.
Yeah, so please hire this man for his legal services.
Hire our show attorney, Nigel Rosenblum, and, of course, the lovely Kim.
I suck a mean dick.
Hello.
The beautiful Kim is here. Thank you, Kim, for taking part.
I love the death pool.
Kim, you had some quality picks today. We'll do all that analysis. Don't forget CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Vote on Podcast Alley. You got some more strokes for us, Corey. I believe you have one more.
I do.
And this is like about death, too, isn't this?
Killing Lies.
This is called Killing Lies. It's going to do it for Death Pool 2006. We got our remaining picks. We have remaining picks on the bonus club.
We're going to enjoy a toffee fang.
We're going to have a toffee fang. And we'll see you on the mailing list. Joke 49, Joe.